The following episode is known as the Legacy Music Hour Lost Level. It was supposed to be released as Episode 11, Fighting Games, but due to technical difficulties, we did not release this episode. There were problems with our recording, and it cut out a bunch of times. So, what we did is, we went in and replaced all the music with clean versions of the tracks, and they're in stereo. So the only problem left with this episode is that the talking cuts out a lot of times, and it makes it hard to understand what we're talking about. But we decided to release this as a 30th anniversary treat. So enjoy this Lost Level episode of the Legacy Music Hour, Episode 11, Fighting Games. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Morning, everybody. I'm Rob F.
You say morning?
I said good morning.
This is a late night recording for the Legacy Music Hour.
It's about 1:10.
It's not that late night, though.
Pacific time. 1:10 is pretty late.
I mean, sometimes I go to bed at 6 a.m.
Yeah, you're a rare bird, Brent.
A rare bird. Today's topic
is fighting games.
And it's funny because I think that, I mean, I know I'm being subconsciously a little more quiet right now because your fiance is sleeping in the next room.
Yeah.
So it's funny that this is going to be our quieter episode during our talking, but it's going to be probably louder music.
Yeah. Yeah.
it might not be louder music, but it's going to be fighting music. So that's funny.
It should be on fighting games, but we're a little subdued.
So it's more like the emphasis today on today's show is fighting games or something like that, right? Today's show's topic is fighting games.
Right.
All right. So, we're going to look at, some tracks from fighting games. Yeah.
Brent, what do fighting games mean to you?
Well, I was a big Street Fighter 2 person.
Sure.
That was my main game. I got into Mortal Kombat as well, Mortal Kombat 2.
Right.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo for Super Nintendo was really what I played a lot, and I played the arcade Street Fighter 2. Actually, there was a game that I really liked in the arcade called Darkstalkers. Did you ever hear about that game? It was a Capcom game, and it didn't,
sounds familiar. Yeah,
it didn't get released for a home console until PlayStation. It was ported to PlayStation, but it was an arcade game. I think it was called Darkstalkers, the Night Warriors, or something like that.
Right,
and it used the same Street Fighter, except there was a lot of the attack moves were like had more animation to them, and it kind of, I think, started more of that trend of where there would be these bigger animated sort of moves that were used in the fighting games to come, you know, like Capcom versus Marvel or whatever. And it was a really neat game because it was horror characters, like a vampire and a Frankenstein character and a mummy and a werewolf.
Oh, nice.
But it was a fighting game, and it was really cool. And it was good. The gameplay was really good, and you know, the controls were like Street Fighter, and it was really nicely. The animation was really cool, and the graphics were cool, and it was just cool. It was really neat too. I played a lot of fighting games actually.
I'm in the same boat. I started out with Street Fighter 2.
Yeah,
in the arcade, and then Mortal Kombat. When I got my Genesis, I was waiting for Street Fighter 2.
Right.
To come out, as was everybody. But I also played a lot of garbage games. Really, really terrible games.
Pit Fighter in the arcade, I was really... I saw that game and I thought, what? Like, it looks real. And I was really... I mean, I was excited about that.
Oh, yeah,
and sure. I did play that in the arcade, but the Super Nintendo version of Pit Fighter, just straight up horrible.
The Genesis was not much better either. The big deal was that it was video motion capture.
Right, right.
Yeah. And that was supposed to... be the smoke and the diversion. Horrible controls.
Yeah. So, you know, and then, you know, I played a lot of stuff and, yeah, I mean, but I think my favorite will always be Street Fighter II Turbo, because it just was just a good game.
For me, it's Champion Edition.
Right,
Street Fighter Champion Edition.
Right,
that doesn't get much better than that, my friend.
Right, right. So, yeah, a lot of soundtracks for today's show. I listened to a lot of games that I didn't even play.
Did you listen to a lot of 8-bit games?
I listened to one 8-bit game, but I couldn't really find many fighting games for 8-bit, and I think it's just because there's not the fighting game explosion didn't happen until the early 90s.
Right.
And it kind of happened with Street Fighter 2, that is. And that kind of just after that, just it was just fighting game after one after the other. And so it didn't happen until the 16-bit era. So basically all of my choices are from either Super Nintendo or Genesis. Actually, there's only one Genesis game that I picked for the show, and they're all from Super Nintendo.
I have a few Genesis. I have a Nintendo, but I also have one NES track.
Right. Yeah, actually, the one NES track that I did, or soundtrack I listened to, was Karate Champ, but which is not what you picked, but you can save what you picked to surprise me with. But Karate Champ, I didn't. There was basically has one song, and but I didn't pick it for today's show. But man, I listened to some. I'll give the list of the bad soundtracks at the end of the show.
You could call me crazy, but I think that was a theme for many of the fighting games, and that theme is bad music.
Right, right, right. I'm going to start it off, I guess, right?
Yes.
I'm going to start it off with Street Fighter 2. Might as well start it off with, you know, I mean, Street Fighter 2, I think it's probably the best soundtrack for any of these fighting games that we're going to listen to today. I don't know. Maybe you have some stuff, though, to show me otherwise, but I'm going to start it off with the music from M. Bison's Stage.
Okay.
And this is music by Yoko Shimomura and Isao Abe, and music from Street Fighter II Turbo. Music from Street Fighter II Turbo, M. Bison's Stage.
Right.
Yoko Shimomura and Isao Abe. Who were the characters that you played with? Who were your Street Fighter?
Blanca and Ken.
Blanca, interesting.
Yeah, those guys.
I think everybody played with Ken and someone else.
Right.
And yeah, I played with Ken a lot too. Ken was my guy, main guy. But Chun-Li I used a lot as well. Chun-Li was one of my favorites to use as well.
Although I will say, as I have matured... Mm-hmm. Now I play exclusively as Dhalsim.
Oh, interesting. As I think, matured, I started to get really into E-Honda, because you can do some combos, and then when you do that sort of palm kind of thing, that he with his arm going up and down, I mean, I'm doing a motion that none of the listeners can see, but like when the arm
moves,
the fast hand thing, it just murders people. You know, you just do a hardcore combo on them, and then you start doing that, and they're dead.
I think I can give you a run for your money.
Oh, really?
With Dhalsim.
Oh, you think?
A mutual friend of ours is a comedian by the name of Kevin Shea. Mm-hmm. And on his birthday, we all went to a bowling alley where there was a Street Fighter II machine. Mm-hmm. And they all thought, about four or five guys thought they would beat me. And on my one quarter, I destroyed them all with Dulcim.
Really? I mean, I'd like to try. I'm not usually brag, but I mean, I think I'm good, actually. I think as that well. I'm probably better than anybody that, I'm better than any comedian, I think, definitely.
I know I'm better than most comedians. We'll have to have the, well, you know what, we'll.
I have a Street Fighter 2 on Super Nintendo.
Well, I have it on the Wii and the Xbox. We'll set it up. We'll do it. We'll tape it. We'll put it up for the viewers.
Right. It'll be a little bonus. It'll be a bonus video.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, good music, by the way.
Oh, by the way, did you know he was supposed to, you know, everyone knows that. He was supposed to be Balrog.
Right. Right. That was, and then M. Bison was actually supposed to be M. It's actually supposed to be, it's supposed to sound like M. Tyson.
Right.
Mike Tyson.
Right.
And Balrog is actually supposed to be Mike Tyson.
Right.
So that's an interesting thing.
I thought that was cool when I found that out.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do you have next?
Oh, by the way, I like how Capcom used to speed up the music as the timer went down.
Oh, right, right, right.
That was always cool.
Yeah.
I would like to play a track from the game World Heroes.
Okay. Yeah, I have a track from that.
It was I think it was an SNK title.
Yeah, it was. Oh, no, you know what? Sunsoft did this.
Was it?
I think that it's a co-collaboration.
Okay.
SNK and Sunsoft, I think. Yeah.
And it originally came out for the Neo Geo, which was,
right.
I mean, that's upper crust.
Right.
You had to have some right. money to have the Neo Geo.
Yeah, well, it was originally on the Neo Geo system, I mean, arcade machine first, right? On Neo Geo, and then they ported it to Super Nintendo and other systems, too.
And I never played any version of it, but I always saw it. I think I originally became aware of it when I saw it on the Neo Geo, and I said, "That's there's no way I could ever afford that." But
it's
now
crazy,
I was looking at the game for this episode, and I was listening to the soundtrack, and I found something that I thought.
By the way, $1,000 for the console and $200 a game,
right?
For the games, yeah.
I mean that's big money even today.
Yeah, of course. I mean, how would you? A game costing as much as a normal console? That's crazy.
Right.
But it was supposed to be like the same capabilities as an arcade machine in your house, apparently.
So this track, Fuma.
That's the one I picked also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, well, at least I'll leave more time for us to play other stuff, I guess.
I really liked it.
I liked it too, yeah.
And I got the version from the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that's mine too.
This one, the composers are Hiroaki.
Oh, really?
Shimizu. Hideki Yamamoto and Yuka Kurosawa, and they might, I think they were the composers for the arcade version.
I was trying to find the composers for this, and all I got was N. Taro, and that's it. And then HPE or something.
I went to VGMBD.
Yeah.
And that's who they list.
Huh. And that's not for any like remix or anything of it, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, here is the Fuma. Japanese, they don't say the F. They don't pronounce the F.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So. Oh, you know what? Actually, since you're going to play Fuma, there's actually another track from this game that I'll play instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here it is, folks. World Heroes, Fuma. We'll be right back. Yes, yes, yeah. Fuma.
I love that last, that sort of last part. Great. It's just really good because it's got a really cool digga 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 kind of melody going on, like really fast melody,
right.
And then these really big kind of chords going on at the same time that are. I started singing over that when I was listening to the soundtrack. That part,
lyrics or humming,
just kind of. by the way, just to clarify, on VGMDB, the one, so the album you're looking at is the CD that was released commercially in Japan.
Right.
That was the original soundtrack, and I think that's, and it's the Neo Geo soundtrack. So it might be different than the Super Nintendo version.
Could be.
And so, you know, I mean, what I have is Entaro.
I had that too.
Yeah. So this part right here.
Oh,
this is it right here. Yeah.
You want to sing along?
Something like, I don't know. No, not right now. I feel self-conscious. Mm-hmm. It's like.
And I always want to know how I feel.
Okay, this is embarrassing. We should actually cut this out. We should edit this out. This is embarrassing. Ugh, God.
We were harmonizing.
We should save this for a bonus. The bonus clip show. The clip show, the throwaway show.
You almost sounded, it almost sounded like a Japanese song.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but anyway, yeah, this was, I had this lined up as well, so.
All right.
Okay.
What's next?
Are we going to cut that out?
No, we're not going to cut that out. That's good. This is what happens at 1:30 in the morning.
Right, it gets a little crazy.
Yeah.
It gets crazy and quiet. All right, so next up, I'm going to play two tracks on this one because it's a comparison thing. It's
okay.
A two-part comparison thing,
sure.
And then you'll play two tracks.
I'll play two tracks.
I'm going to play something from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament for the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
And I'm going to play the track from Cafeteria is the name of the stage. Cafeteria. And this is music by Kazuhiko Uehara, Hideto Inoue, and Harumi Ueko. And Kazuhiko Uehara and Harumi Ueko, we've heard from before on other shows of ours. They did like Legend of Mystical Ninja, and they do a lot of Konami stuff. And this is a Konami game.
Right.
And yeah, this is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters for the Super Nintendo Cafeteria. From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters Super Nintendo version. And yeah,
that's a jam.
Cafeteria, yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Totally.
Cowabunga. Like, did they say cowabunga?
Yeah, they sure did.
Oh, they
yeah.
did. Okay.
Wait, actually, or was that Bart Simpson? Maybe they both
remember.
Did, actually.
I think they both did.
Yeah. But yeah, this sounds very much like a Konami song, I feel like. You know? It has a Konami sound to it. Anyway. Now, okay, so I'm going to play another track to compare.
Okay.
And I'm going to play something from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters for Genesis.
Okay.
All right. Completely different soundtrack.
Sure.
And
right.
It's Miki Higashino. Higashino. I'm trying to, you mentioned my Japanese pronunciation last show. I'm trying to do the non-emphasis
right.
syllables thing.
Right.
So, Miki Higashino. Higashino.
Oh.
Higashino. Something like that. All right. Anyway, Miki Higashino.
So des.
What does that mean?
I think that means that's good.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just very good, very good, very good. So, this is a stage. This is April O'Neil's stage. This
okay.
is... And, yeah, like this game, okay, not only is the soundtrack different and different composers, but also the little different And also the characters are different also. So it's kind of a different game altogether.
Right.
So anyway, this is April O'Neil's stage. Music by Miki Higashino. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters Genesis. Music from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Genesis version, Tournament Fighters. This song just has a very 80s sound to it.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, yeah.
Even totally. Though it's, you know, from the 90s. It's, and oh, the point I wanted these two is you can obviously hear the hardware difference, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear that the instrumentation is, I mean, not the instrumentation, but the sound is different. The sound is different because it's, you know, it's the Genesis hardware versus the Super Nintendo hardware. But I think, I mean, to be honest, I think that the Genesis, a lot of the Genesis songs on that version are better than the Super Nintendo version. And I think that kind of demonstrates a point that it doesn't matter the hardware limitations. If the songs are well composed, or if the songwriting is good, then the song is good. I guess what I'm saying is that that better hardware doesn't necessarily mean better music.
I wonder how difficult that was for these composers, and if they approached that, and to compose two entirely different soundtracks. You know what I mean?
Oh well, yeah,
I mean, that's
different.
Twice the work.
Oh no, it was different composers though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is that it's just that I think that it's. I mean, this really rings true for today's music from video games. Is that better hardware is not going to mean better music. And in fact, I think. And then the other point is that. I think working with limitations, like working with the hardware limitations, that forces, not just in music, but in film or whatever, right. It forces one to create things, or to be more creative when making things. And a lot of times they end up making something that's better, or creating something that's better than if they didn't have those limitations.
Yeah.
It could be used to make something better than if you didn't have the limitation, you know?
Right.
And it also kind of speaks to this point too, just one more point, is that it doesn't matter what I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of chiptune bands out there these days. I was just talking about this with somebody recently. There's a lot of chiptune bands out there now that use old hardware to make music. You know, okay. They use 8-bit hardware to make music. But what's missing from it that makes it to me not sound like video game music is the songwriting or the composition, you know, and the way it's structured. So basically to make video game music, it's more than just the having that sound. In fact, it has the sound of the hardware, but it has much more to do with the way it's composed, you know?
Right.
So there's like a lot of music that sometimes I hear, it has nothing to do with video game music and it doesn't have the same, you know, kind of technical aspect is video game music, but it's just the way it's composed, the melodies are composed, it sounds like video game music to me. Like that song Eastbound and Down by Jerry Reed from the movie Smoking the Bandit, there's a guitar solo in that. To me, it sounds like video game music. And so, I don't know, I think that's something to recognize, is that video game music, to me at least, it's not about it sounding like 8-bit or 16-bit or sounding synthetic or whatever. It's there's a certain way that video game music is composed, particularly by Japanese composers, that makes it sound like video game music, like composition, and not the synthetic sound. You know.
You know, I agree with you 100%. And I when I was just listening to this song, I don't even think video game music.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you could just play this song, and I mean, of course, you could say it's a video game music, but it's just, it does have that 80s feel.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's got,
right.
It's, you can tell it's well composed and it's a good piece of music.
Right, right. And there's something about it to me, though, that does sound like, I mean, it does sound like an 80s like pop song, too, but it also, there's something about it that sounds video gamey, too. There's, I mean, just the way that the melody is and stuff. But anyway, enough of this, I guess. I mean, enough of talking about this. I mean, I think I made the point I was trying to make.
Oh, you sure did. Okay. And this title is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters.
Right, that's great.
So you just played the Super Nintendo version and a Genesis version, and I didn't know you were going to play those tracks.
Right.
I know you chose this type. So I'm going to play a track as well, because I happen to like the soundtrack for the NES version.
Yeah. And is this your only NES track?
Yes.
Yeah. I just don't know any other fighting games, except for Karate Champ is the only fighting game I could think of or find. But
so here is a track from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters for the Nintendo. There's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters from Konami.
And completely different soundtrack to the other two,
right.
And different composers as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The composers I got were Nishigaki Ayach and Jay Kane.
Sounds like they're aliases.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird why they credit people with aliases instead of their real names. But
so there's that track. For some reason, it reminds me a lot of Mission Impossible.
I know, soundtrack, I know what you mean.
Which was released from Ultra.
Oh, yeah.
It was an Ultra game. But wasn't that Konami as well? Or some, that something
well,
to do?
Well, Metal Gear was a Konami game that was published by Ultra in the United States, or in North America.
The Mission Impossible game.
Right. That's a game I think you gave me, actually. You gave me about five games or six games.
Oh, yeah.
Several years ago, and that was one of them.
That was incredibly hard. Anyway,
well, okay. I'm glad you were able to. Hey, you had this Nintendo version lineup, because that kind of really made the comparison complete.
Right, it's a teenage.
Yeah. But you're gonna go again.
I am, and for my next track, I would like to play the stage for Blanka, mm-hmm. Street Fighter II, okay. Special Champion Edition,
okay.
For the Sega Genesis. Thank you. Blanca's theme.
So weird for me, because I'm not familiar with this version of this music.
Right.
And, you know, it's so... I actually had Blanca's stage picked out also, but mine was the Super Nintendo version. And it's just so interesting to hear the two versions, because they're so different. I mean, they're the same music, but they just sound really kind of different.
When I played Ken's stage, the last episode, you mentioned the same thing.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah. That's interesting, yeah.
There it is. This is where this would be the part where it starts to speed up.
I still have the Genesis Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles track stuck in my head. It just, that was stuck in my listen to this week. I just was like, couldn't get it out of my head. I mean, it's a good thing.
The intro to Pit Fighter is stuck in my head.
Oh, is it? How come?
It sucks. Because it sucks. It's so bad.
You think it's bad?
The intro?
What do you mean the intro? You played it on the first episode.
That was for the Master System.
Oh, yeah.
The Genesis version.
Oh, really? Oh.
It's just... Da-na-na, and then the recorded voice says, yeah! That's it.
You remember Double Dribble? Double Dribble.
Yeah.
Or Blades of Steel?
Blades of Steel.
It's like,
Blades of Steel. Although that would have been a good sound clip for right now when you're about to fight. The voice goes, fight.
Blades of Steel. Oh, sure. Right.
Sure.
Okay, so I guess we'll play, what do we have now? Oh, I'll play one more and you play one more, and then we're going to introduce a new segment to the show, but we'll talk about it after that. Okay. I'm going to play something from Mortal Kombat 2.
Interesting.
And this is music by Dan Forden. It's really weird. And at first I didn't like it, but I was listening to it more. And actually the track I'm going to play right now, it's called Combat Tomb.
Okay.
And that's one of the stages. It's actually quite good, I think. And somewhat in this track I'll play later, it actually really reminds me of sort of post-punk, like early 80s post-punk or early industrial music. Anyway, take a listen. It's a Combat Tome from Mortal Kombat 2, music by Dan Forden. Yeah, like I said, weird soundtrack from Mortal Kombat 2, Dan Forden, Combat Tomb.
He did the first one as well.
Yeah, I think he did all of them.
Yeah.
He's actually the guy who, when it says Toasty, you know, he's the guy who comes out. That's the guy, the Toasty guy, yeah. And, just weird. If you just listen to it, just weird. I like this. I don't know, something weird about it, especially the sort of background voices. Something weird about it. Anyway.
Okay. My next track, I would like to play a little something from a studio by the name of...
Okay.
Take a guess when you...
It's Killer Instinct.
Yeah, of course. I never played this game. I remember all the hype. I remember reading all the magazines and everyone said, this is the game, you gotta play. I didn't have a Super Nintendo, so I couldn't get into it. I mean, I looked at some of the clips online, it looks like it's a pretty good game. It was supposed to be a big deal at the time.
Well, it was a big deal because the graphics, it was the same technology as they were using for Donkey Kong Country, where it was I think they're called Silicon graphics. They weren't quite polygon graphics. It was like a different sort of way. I don't know. I'm not sure, exactly sure. But anyway, the yeah, I did play this game, I think on Super Nintendo, and I kind of got into it a little bit. I wasn't a big Killer Instinct player.
Right.
But I played it, though.
Okay. Composer Robin Beanland.
And Graham Norgate, right? Wait, what did you say?
Right.
What was it? Who was Beanland's first name?
Robin.
Robin, yeah. Robin Beanland, yeah.
And Robin Beanland and Graham Norgate.
Yeah.
So, here's the main theme. Theme to kill it. That an arranged soundtrack CD was released with the Super Nintendo version.
Yeah, you know, they did that with Donkey Kong Country as well, I think. Or maybe it wasn't even arranged. I think it was just the soundtrack from the game.
Yep, an arranged version was released.
Yeah.
And here's another little bit of trivia. Because it was released in the arcade as well. And the arcade processor, which was an R4600, was clocked at a blistering, blindingly fast 100 megahertz. So this little hardware trivia for you.
Some hardware hot tips.
Yeah.
This music kind of sounds like an erotic thriller, sort of.
That's even the name of it.
I guess
thriller.
I guess it makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so I think it's time right now, right?
Let's do it.
We have a new segment that I'd like to introduce to the show.
Yeah.
And it may be a reoccurring segment, or this may be the only time we do it, depending on if this goes well or not.
Right.
So we'll see how it goes.
And if not, you know, big whoop.
Yeah, big whoop.
Big whoop. It's 2 a.m, folks. Big whoop. Big whoop.
Big whoop. So... the name of the segment is Mame That Chune. Sort of a little play on words. Mame being an arcade, that's the name of an arcade emulator, I think. And Chune being the combination of chip and tune. And it's basically Name That Tune, but with video game music. And under the topic, fighting games.
Right.
So I have three little snippets that I'm going to play for Rob, and you have to guess them. You get a point for guessing the game. That's the first point. You have to guess the game.
Okay.
You get a second point for guessing the composer.
Okay.
And you get a third point for guessing the level or the stage.
Okay.
Okay. And you don't have to get the exact name if you can describe it. That's
so you're going to play three different titles,
and okay. they're going to be they might have been from games we've heard from already today.
Okay.
Or they might be, we haven't heard them.
Okay.
You won't know. And when you're looking at what game it, you can't look at your notes.
Right.
You
know? Okay.
And so we'll see how it goes, and we'll just kind of take turns doing that and see who scores the most points.
So the listeners do not think that we're altering this or tampering with this. I'm going to remove my headphones and step into the soundproof chamber.
Right, which is not wearing headphones.
Right.
And I'm going to cue up just a snippet. It may be from the beginning of the song, or it could be somewhere in the middle of the song.
Right.
I'm just going to play like 1 to 3 seconds, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Let's. Okay. So Rob has come back from the isolation booth,
and, I'm here, okay.
And I have queued up the selection, and the listeners, you can play at home, or in your car, or wherever you are right now.
Right.
And so here it is.
That's Mortal Kombat 2.
Hold on. Wait, say your answer one more time.
Mortal Kombat 2.
You're correct.
Yeah, that's got a Mortal Kombat 2.
Without looking at your notes, can you name the composer?
Oh, the composer is David Werby.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Is that a Sonic the Hedgehog sound effect?
Yeah, the effect.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh man.
Do you want to try to get the level?
Can I hear it one more time?
No.
What kind of game show is this?
Okay. Oh, fine. I'll do it. I'll give it to you one more time. All right.
Trying to think of Mortal Kombat 2 characters. This would be the what's the name of the guy with the bionic arms? Was that Jax? That's Jax. This is the Jax stage.
Final answer?
Yes.
Close though. Close, actually. You're actually close.
Oh man.
The reason why what you got wrong. It's Baraka stage, actually.
I was going to say the monster.
Oh, wait, is it Baraka stage? I think it's Baraka stage. I'm pretty sure it's Baraka stage. And the thing is, well, it's also known as the Armory.
Okay.
The Armory. So you're kind of on the right track, actually.
You know what's funny is that I had the same feel as the track that you just played earlier.
Hold on. I just want to verify that was the Armory. It's funny that you said, like, you know, Jax has the arms, the bionic arms, and it's called the arm. It's called the Armory.
Right.
So that's interesting. I don't know. Well, anyway, all right. So that's...
David Wise? No, that's L.J. Rabbit.
Oh, Dan Forden.
Dan Forden.
And David Wise is... No, David Wise is actually... He was the probably the head composer at Rare. So, you were kind of... I mean, you're right about David Wise being a Rare composer, but... Oh, no, I'm sorry. This wasn't a Rare game. I think Killer Instinct. No. This is a Midway game.
Right.
This is Midway, Mortal Kombat 2, and Dan Forden is the guy. All right, anyway. By the way, I just want you to see what happens. What if you got all of them right, though? Let's just pretend.
Right.
Okay? So, wait, real quick. Do it again, you got the right. Okay, what was the name of the song?
Oh, well, that is The Armory.
No. Do the game first.
Okay. Let me think. Oh, I got two.
All right, very good. And can you tell me the name of the composer?
Dan Forden, of course.
Okay. And for the grand total, for the third bonus point, can you tell me the name of the level it's from?
Oh, this is Child's Play. This is the Armory.
I just wanted to use all the sound effects. I got anything. Anyway, I want you to use these sound effects during my one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'm going to go step into the isolation chamber, and you queue up your one. We're going to go back and forth, you know, so. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe we should have just do one each.
Let me try one.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
So when I was in the isolation booth just now, looked up some information, and I actually don't think that was Baraka's stage.
You know?
I'm not sure actually on this, but I think that the stages aren't attributed to people. They don't have, I'm not sure. But I think that the stages are sort of different stages, and then they don't belong to any one character, I think.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Just wanted to clear that up.
So, we are ready to begin your portion of this segment.
I mean, I'm playing this round.
You're playing for this round.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Brent?
Yes.
Are you ready for the challenge?
Yes.
Here is your track.
Okay. This is from Fatal Fury.
Is that your final answer?
Hold on a second here. This is from World Heroes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, World Heroes. Wow, man, that was close. I almost picked Fatal Fury on that.
You did.
I almost picked Fatal Fury.
What led you to choose World Heroes?
Well, at first I thought maybe it was Fatal Fury, but then I kind of remembered that World Heroes, the soundtrack sometimes sounds almost Nintendo-like, you know?
Right.
Sometimes there's that, and that had that. The melody in that had a sort of an 8-bit sound to it. And so I thought, oh, this is probably World Heroes that has that 8-bit sound on some of their...
Next bonus point.
Okay, for the composer. Bonus point.
Don't look at your notes.
I'm not looking at my notes. No, I'm not. I swear I'm not. Okay. I'm totally not looking at my notes. So the composer is N. Taro.
All right, you're on a roll. Right. On a roll. And finally,
okay.
Let's see if you.
You
said you listened to a lot of soundtracks, so you might get right. confused. You did get World Heroes.
No, yeah.
What
for the bonus point
is this from?
I'm gonna say this is from. This is the ending theme.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Can I give you half? Can I give you half a Sonic thing?
Okay, fine. More specific?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Because there's different... It's a different character. It's a character's ending.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, snip. All right. I'm going to go... I'm just going to say... I'm going to say Fuma's ending.
Final answer?
No. I'm going to say... damn. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just gonna say. No, wait. I got this. Whatever. Chan.
Would you like to hear it one more time?
No, I don't. I'm just gonna say Fuma.
Final answer.
Yeah, I know it's wrong.
Did you know this film was ending?
I didn't. I kind of guessed, but that's the game, I guess. And well, I got all 3 points.
I was sticking to a theme because I like the Fuma's theme.
Well, yeah, I thought that was my only reasoning was that maybe you picked the one because we heard Fuma earlier. Right. You know? Wow, 3 points for me. And
that's pretty good for you.
And 1 point for you. 1 point for you.
Man.
Are you ready for round two?
Give it to me.
Okay. Step into the isolation booth, please. Okay, Rob is back from the isolation booth. I've queued up the snippet.
Okay.
Are you ready, Rob?
Hit me with it.
Here we go.
That is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighter.
Is that your final answer?
For the Super Nintendo, yes.
Final answer?
Yes.
Sorry, that was loud.
Let me hear that again.
Really? Well, do you want me to just play it in context, the whole song?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Shaq Fu. Shaq Fu.
Is that your final second answer?
Yes.
That's your
Shaq Fu. Give me the point. Come on, you tell me that was not a Shaq Fu track? I listened to the Shaq Fu.
I listened to the Shaq Fu soundtrack also.
I actually have a Shaq Fu.
Oh,
track.
Really? I didn't pick anything from Shaq Fu.
Oh, I like some Shaq Fu.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, this is from Killer Instinct.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's music by Graham Norgate and and Robin Beanland. And that is TJ Combo. TJ Combo's music. I actually don't even care for it, but I thought that there was a recognizable part of it, you know, with the beatboxing, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe you could get it based on that, you know?
Oh,
and
man.
So, yeah, that's why I got had that one lined up for you, but anyway.
Okay.
All right, so 0 points for round two on Rob.
So, total score right now is Brent
one.
Three and
yeah. Rob one.
Rob F one. Okay. Brent, please step into the soundproof chamber. Okay, Brent has entered the danger zone. The playing area. Are you ready for your track?
Yes, sir.
Here is your song.
Oh, man. I know this. I know this because I listened to it.
Would you like to listen to it again?
No. Hold on. Fatal Fury.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, final answer. That's dumb of me. I know what it is, actually.
What is it?
It's what's it called? It's World Heroes again.
Did you play that sound effect again? Because you're wrong again.
Let me guess. It's Balls?
Balls.
No, okay, I'll get into that later. It's not Balls. Fine, let me play it one more time real quick. I'm not going to get... I won't... Da, da, da. Okay, I know this one. What is this? Oh, this is from Killer Instinct.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
This is from Killer Instinct. Okay, and I bet you... Okay, Graham Norgate... Robin Beanland.
Sure.
And it's Raptor. Raptor stage. No?
No.
No, no. Glacius.
Nope.
It's hold on, I know this. It's a guy whose name I'm not remembering, actually. Idol. Is it Idol?
No.
Oh, shoot. What's the guy? Okay, what is it?
Fulgore.
Fulgore. I knew Fulgore. All right, whatever, dude. I lost on that big time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever. I'm still beating you pretty hard.
Beat me pretty
okay,
hard.
We have one more round.
Okay, one more round.
All right, step into the isolation booth, please. Okay, Rob, you're back from the isolation chamber. Did you have time to meditate and prepare yourself for this final battle, final round?
I wanted to put myself in a good place to make the correct choice.
Okay, well... even if you don't know this music or the soundtrack, my hint for you or my suggestion is make an educated guess.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is your track.
Interesting. May I hear it one more time?
No. Because I can't rewind, really. I can't rewind to that part. Is
okay.
The thing.
Let me try.
Well, here, step into the isolation booth one more time.
No,
and I'll let
that's
you.
Right,
okay,
that's right. Sorry.
Educated guess. Come on, guess.
Can I ask for a
full?
Can I ask a question? But that's not one of the.
Okay, sure. Go on.
That's not one of my answers.
Okay.
Is this a Super Nintendo track?
Yes.
Okay, I knew that. Okay. Hold on. This is Clay Fighter.
Final answer?
Yes. Oh, wait. I thought I was the winning answer. Thought that was the winning sound effect.
Yeah.
Let me try again.
All right. Well, do you want me to just give you the full song kind
yes,
of thing? Okay, I'll just give you the full song.
You? is Samurai Showdown.
Yes, sir. Well, hold on. I mean, you don't really deserve this, actually, but this is, you don't deserve that, really, because you didn't get it right. You know, the whole point is you have to get it just based on the little snippet, you know? But, you know, look, well, let's see what you, okay. I may give you half credit for that. I'll give you half a point for that. But I'll let you go for the. Don't look at your notes. But are you looking at your notes? Were you looking at that?
No, I'm not. I don't even have this track. Okay. No info.
You just were using it as educated guess, right? Yeah. I mean, that's why I was saying use an educated guess.
Thinking about that, and I heard the sound effect.
So you have no idea who the composer is, probably. Nah. Right?
Well, let me play that song again.
I don't think you're gonna get. I don't even know the. This. Studio.
Samurai Showdown.
Well, I think it's SNK. I think, but I'm not sure. Yeah, you're not going to get the composer, trust me. I mean, I wouldn't get the composer.
The stage, that's the opening theme.
Final answer?
Yes.
This is a hard one, and I didn't expect you to get this, except I thought you could have guessed the game based on, you know, because it sounded really, it's really Asian sounding.
Right.
And it's Samurai Showdown, and the composer is Hiro Ikeda. And it's Tokyo Kabuki Theater was the stage.
Duh.
So I'll give you that half credit, though.
So I got
brings your total to of 1.5 points.
Can you add that up one more time, please? I heard you adding it up on your...
I was typing it into the calculator. That's a total of 1.5 points.
Okay.
And all right, well, I already beat you, but I still would like to go for my last round.
Okay.
Just to see how hard I can skunk you.
How about you put some points on the line, Jeopardy style?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Would you like to wager any points right now?
I guess I'll wager I'll wager 0.5 points.
0.5 points?
No, I'll wager 1 point.
1 point?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, wait, time out. You have to, if you're going to make me wager, then you have to, like Jeopardy, you have to tell me the studio.
The studio?
Yeah, or whatever, the publisher, or whatever, the company.
Oh man!
The thing,
sure.
Well, that's the thing is like Jeopardy gives them. There's a reason why they wagers because they want if they know a topic well enough then.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get the studio for you.
Wait. What, by studio, I mean company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I just accidentally saw it on your computer.
So. You did. You were looking at my.
No, I wasn't. I didn't mean to.
Let me get another one.
Get a different one. Yeah. I won't look.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm totally not looking.
This is an Electronic Arts title.
Oh, Electronic Arts, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to wager 0. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, because I can still...
That's fine. I'm still going to play the track.
So, Isolation Booth?
Isolation Booth, please. So, Brent, you're back from the Isolation Booth, and you have wagered 0 points.
Right, but I can still win points.
You can still win points, but it still would have been interesting to see.
I don't know how that would have worked exactly.
Just if you would have put 3 points on the line, and then... Then you would have had 6 points.
Well, you mean, no, I think that what would have happened is if I wagered, like, say, 1 point, right?
Right.
I would have been able to get 4 points instead of 3
right.
total points or
right.
whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Bonus points, yeah.
So here is your track.
One thing, you're playing these tracks too long, I think.
Well, I know, obviously. I can see it by the look on your face that you're confused and...
No, I don't... Oh, you're just...
You're like a helpless lamb, and I'm trying to help you out.
No, I know. I don't need your charity, though. Let me think. I mean, can I make an educated guess on this? Is
sure.
it possible? No, but, I mean, is it possible to do that?
Possibly.
Huh.
Hold on, let me continue playing it.
All right.
Let me give you another hint. This is not
Genesis.
not giving any. Okay, well, you guessed that based on the sounds.
Yeah,
but of all the tracks in this title, this one seems to be one of the most beloved ones by the fans.
Okay. I'm just gonna go on a wild limb and say Primal Rage.
Is that your final answer?
I mean, it's wrong, I'm sure, but what is, okay. Primal Rage.
Final answer. Yeah. How does that feel? How do you like that?
I love it. If I was going to guess again, I would have maybe said King of Monsters.
Also wrong.
Okay. No, I it's even possible to make an educated guess on that.
This. Shaq Fu.
Oh, Shaq Fu. Right. That was a little dumb of me. I don't know. I don't know if I would have got that. And I did listen to the soundtrack.
The track is Tombstone Island.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
I don't have a composer.
Sure. Well, all right. Well, there you go. Well, the final scores are in, and it is now. I beat you 3-1.5. All right. Good game. And that was Mame That Tune, which I don't know if we'll do again. Maybe we will. It was kind of fun, right? Well, maybe it dragged around.
Maybe one round.
Yeah, one round, yeah.
Well, just let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you thought of Mame That Tune and if we should do that again or whatever.
LegacyMusicHour@gmail.com.
Okay, so, this episode's going to be a little longer because of that. Big whoop. Okay, it's going to be actually probably our longest episode so far. Big whoop.
More music for you.
Big whoop. More big whoop for us.
Yeah.
All right. So
I believe I'm next.
No, I am.
No, you played. I played one, then you played one, and then we played the thing. I'm almost positive.
No. I think that we both went one. We both took one turn, and then I'm pretty sure that was. Oh wait, did I? Yeah. After Mortal Kombat 2, you played something.
What did I play after Killer Instinct?
Yeah. So I'm next. And I'm going to play something from World Heroes.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And this is music from Entaro. This is a Sunsoft game. This is the bonus game. I actually don't even really care for this song too much until the second part of it I really like.
Is that right?
Well, this part right here, I don't care for it too much, but then this part coming up right here, I really like. This is neat. Just like that, I like that change there. I like that, but it's interesting. This sounds almost Nintendo, almost, you know, doesn't it?
You think so?
A little bit, yeah. It almost sounds Nintendo-y to me. Anyway.
Okay. My next track is for the Super Famicom.
Okay.
Comes to us from Bandai.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Japanese only. Never made it to the States. And it's from a game called Gundam Wing Endless Duel.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know who the composer was, and this is the music to Heavy Arms Stage. Oh, we were just talking about arms.
Yeah, sure. It's a common theme of today's show.
Okay, so this is the Heavy Arms Stage from Gundam Wing, Endless Duel.
We'll be right back.
Endless Duel.
Sounds like straight up dance music.
Yeah.
Like a...
It's really...
It sounds like I can imagine you wearing a tight t-shirt to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pumping my arms.
Like pumping it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually just can't believe Super Famicom. You know what I mean? It sounds like newer or whatever.
Because this is a YouTube video I'm playing. Because yeah. I couldn't find the actual ROM file or the ripped version of it. But I found gameplay, a video of the gameplay, and it's a match.
Mm-hmm.
And this is coming Super Famicom.
That's weird. I just can't believe that, actually.
Believe it.
I guess this is based on like an anime thing.
Right, the Gundam suits.
Yeah.
You put on the suits, except in this game you're fighting Street Fighter 2 style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be one of those rare gems that never got to see the light of day in the States, and people were robbed out of that experience. But there it is, Gundam Wing, Endless Duel.
All right, so next up, I'm going to play something from Clay Fighter. This is music composed by Mitchell Stein, Brian Luzietti, and that's it, those two. And this is Bonker. This music is the Bonker stage. Music from Clay Fighter, Bonker stage music, Mitchell Stein and Brian Luzietti.
It's got a bonkers feel to it.
Right. I think Bonker is a clown character, and I think it's supposed to have that kind of sound a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't really have much to say about it, that's it. I'm not even really crazy about it, to be honest, but I just wanted to throw in some variety. I mean, it's kind of cool, you know?
Okay. My next track comes from the title Weapon Lord. Did you ever hear about this?
No, I didn't.
I'm not really... You know, this is actually good you played that one, because I'm not really fond of the soundtrack. Didn't really appeal. But I wanted to present something different. This was released by Namco, and it was for Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis. I will be presenting a track from the Sega Genesis version. This particular track is called Circle of Horn.
Okay.
From Weapon Lord. We'll be right back. circle of horns. This weapons, hence the weapon lord.
Mm-hmm. And in this arena, you have horns as weapons. Trumpets.
Doing their damage. I was reading about this game, which I've never played, but I found this sentence to be amusing. Listen to this. They're describing some of the features of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the features. Certain attacks are performed on an opponent in mid-swing. The player can cut off a piece of their clothing or their hair. An added humiliation.
Oh, interesting.
So the element of humiliation is in this game.
Huh. I remember there was a game that was trying to top Mortal Kombat, and I wonder if this is it, actually. I think I remember something reading about this game when I used to subscribe to Electronic Gaming Monthly, and I think I remember reading something about this game where, yeah, there's weapons. It's kind of like Mortal Kombat, but it's got weapons, and it's got, well, I guess, I mean, Mortal Kombat has weapons, but the weapon, there's, anyway, it's a fighting game with weapons. I think I remember, yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of edgy.
I like that. It's got an adventurish feel.
I'm going to play something from... I actually want to give that the one I used for the contest music. I'm going to play it in its entirety so you can get it, because I think it's actually a decent track.
Okay.
This is from Mortal Kombat 2, and this is The Armory. This is music by Dan Forden. And again, this one, you really can hear a sort of early industrial music sound to it. I mean, really kind of some early 80s post-punk music, kind of late 70s post-punk music kind of thing. So listen for that when you're hearing this track from Mortal Kombat 2, The Armory. Music from Mortal Kombat 2.
Toasty indeed.
And yeah, it's interesting how atonal it is, but also rhythmical, and it just, I don't know, has a very industrial feel to it. Anyway.
I would like to play a Dan Forden track myself.
Okay.
This one is from Mortal Kombat for the Genesis. And this track is called The Pit. Combat for the Sith.
Kombat.
Remember that? Remember those commercials?
Yeah. How different does this sound than the Super Nintendo version?
It sounds actually really different. Because I was... When we first started playing it, I thought, oh, I don't even remember listening to this when I was version.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to play something from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, another one from the Genesis version, ending theme, music by Miki Higashino. A real feel-good track.
That's the way you end the game.
Listen to the bass. I think that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And also Miki Higashino, who composed this, she also did Gradius, the original Gradius, in case anybody cares. But anyway, yeah, ending theme from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, the Genesis version.
Well, I think I will also play an ending theme as well.
Okay.
This one comes to us from World Heroes, Entaro and HPE. This is the ending theme for John.
Mm-hmm.
Han.
I think Han.
For the Super Nintendo.
Oh, Jean.
Jean.
I think it's supposed to be based on Joan of Arc.
J-A-N-N-E.
I think that character is supposed to be based on...
Well, here is the ending theme for Jean.
And I looked it up, and it is Joan of Arc that she's based on, yeah. So that is the end of our show.
Not a lot of Street Fighter.
Yeah, and not a lot of Street Fighter, even though that's probably... That's actually my favorite soundtrack, probably.
But I think that would have been the obvious thing to do. Oh, they're going to play Guile stage.
Right.
And Ryu stage.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. That it would have been the really obvious thing to do is play a lot of Street Fighter. I mean... I should have played Sagat stage, because when I first started playing the game, I was really into smooth jazz at the time. I still am into smooth jazz, but I was into smooth jazz at the time, and that kind of has a smooth jazz sound to it. And I kind of and I liked that. But you know, check it out for yourself, listeners.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you can Street Fighter II. Yeah, that's the obvious choice.
Right. You all know the songs.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of the show. The fighting. That's our fighting show.
Yeah. If you didn't like this episode, let's step outside. Let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, especially right now. He's not awake right now.
I'm tearing. Every time I yawn, I tear up. It looks like
I'm
crying.
You are. You're crying.
Yeah.
You're crying.
No, it's because I'm yawning. It just my eyes tear up a lot.
Hey, you're crying right now? Big whoop.
Big whoop. Big whoop. I'm tearing up.
Big whoop. You're crying right now. Big whoop. Our topic for next week is... Ooh, we didn't even really talk about it.
No, we didn't even come up with a topic.
Okay, well, it's going to be another surprise.
Surprise. It'll be
a surprise for next week. Check us out on iTunes or legacymusichour.com if you want the full track listings.
Call us, 281-SONIC-91. I put the voicemail up there if anyone wants to call.
Oh, which one did you put up?
The smooth, sexy one.
Okay, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. I can't even talk right now. Take it away, Brent.
Okay, my name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F.
And thank you for listening. We're going to leave you with a Street Fighter II track. This is from Street Fighter II Turbo, and this is the ending music for the boss ending music.